Okay, I'd like to spend the first part of Shir, the Negev Shat, the last Nakuda we spoke about on Thursday, and the second half of Shir, probably more than half, on a Pulpul, on the Inyan of Pilpul, which is based on Rabbi Chanan, on a Pnei Yeshua. Like I said, yeah, I told you on Thursday, is a rather more famous Claire. Just to start with the Pshat Inyan, which was Nogeya to the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha has started to discuss Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva lo yizu ha-derech v'tziyasim v'yaveh ha-shisham v'zeh l'chachad v'chad. Alma m'sveikam ha-fkinam ha-mayinu v'lo yaminu v'chus marei v'raminu. So we asked the Kasha Rabbi Akiva from Nafal Abayis Olav Alima Yashev Ben Oimrim Ha-Emei Sarishayin Ha-Yashev Oimrim So here's the Akasha, and over there he says the Chasim Beches Kasa in the case of Safik, which means Misveka Mavkina Mamaina, and by us we say Mavkina Mamaina. That's the Gemara's Kasha Rebbe Kiva. The main pshat in this sugya, pshat wise, that we have to bear in mind is that in the Yom Aleph, in the first piece of Gemara, the Gemara started with the Kasha, if Misveka Mavkina Mamaina. And the Gemara had two Tirutzim. Gemara had one Teretz that Geneva is different because Ka'avad Isura. Since he did an Isser, Kansur Rabbanon. That was the first Teretz on the Yom Aleph. And then the Gemara Rami Pekad Na Pekad. And the Gemara said a second Teretz. Let's say the terrace on Rami Pekad Na Pekad, and the Gemara said, Havalei Lamedic. So we had two possible reasons on the Amid Aleph why you should pay L'chol Echad Ve'echad, why a Ganiv should pay every single one of the people he may have stolen from. We had two possible reasons. The way we learned the Gemara, the way certainly I learned the Gemara, is the Machlaikis, the Rajba, the Ramban. What is the maskana? Why you pay for each one? Rashba said very clearly that we stay with the original teretz bisura kansura bana. That we stay with the original teretz that the reason a ganav pays more to one person is because he's a ganav. A ganav kansura bana. The Rambam seemed to say that way. And the Ramban in the maskana sagamara brings the reason of havalei lamedik, which possibly, at least the way I understood, is not like the Rashba. So there are two possible mahalchim in understanding why a ganav pays more than one person, either because covered in surah, or because havalei lamedik. So, getting back to our Gemara is the Kasha and Rebbe Kiva. From the Nachal Habayis, so the Mashah, the Maram, the Maram Shif all asked, as I mentioned Thursday, that the Gemara should answer the same terrors as the other days. A Ganiv is Kavad Isura, and a Shemer Pekadin, and rather, Nafal Abayis, Allah, Allah, Imai, there's no Kansum, and they Davad Isura. So the same terrors the Gemara said in the Yomid Aleph are Rebbe Kiva, except Shana Rebbe Kiva already. The Rebbe Kiva holds the Sveika, Laimat Kinev Abayna, except the Ganiv, the Kansur Abana. So, say the same teretz here, that when a person's a ganiv, kansur rabbanan. When nafal abayis olav alimai, there's no kansur rabbanan. Say the same exact teretz here as in the Amidah. This is the kasha that they all ask. The shurikait with the Mashah Maram's teretz I mentioned on Thursday. The Rajba apparently holds it to shurik kasha, because the Rajba answers that in Masechtas Yevamis there are two pshatim in Rebbe Kiva. One is the pshat we've been going through all along. Rebbe Kiva is talking dafka by a ganiv. He's talking dafka by a ganiv, so you could say Bisura Kansur Rabbanan. There is another mandiyamar in Yevamis that says Rebbe Kiva is lav dafka by a ganiv. Rebbe Kiva is talking by Mekach HaMemker too. Dr. Rashba, this Gemara and the Gemara of the Amid Aleph are going by two different Mandiyamim. The Gemara in the Yomer Aleph is going to Man Yomer, Rabbi Akiva is talking only by Yisurim. The Gemara here is going like the Man Yomer, Rabbi Akiva is talking lavdafka after by Yisurim. So you can't say the teretz of Rabbi Akiva is only by Yisura Kansura Abanan. Comes out Agamara Shalai Ali Ben Hilkasa. We don't pass. We pass the Rabbi Akiva only by Geneva, but Rashi apparently held that's a very sure kasha. So you have to. It's a bit of a doichik, but you have to be matzik to say that that is the that that's how it's going to fit. Abai, this man the armor who's saying this kasha holds like that man the armor. Okay. So that's how the Rashba answers the Kasha. And the Rashba, like as Lushitase the Yaman Aleph holds, Maskona Sagamari is the time of Yisur Kasur Rabban. The Pupule Charifta has an interesting ha'ara. A nafkamina between the time Kasur Rabban and the time of Havalei Lameid. He says, we know by Knossos, we know that by a Knas, Bizman Azeh, that there's no Sanhedrin, we're not down Dine Knossos. Bizman Azeh, as we have mentioned to you many times, if someone steals Bizman Azeh, we're not Machayev and Kefil. That's, I guess, the most common type of Knas. But any other knasis also, we know we're not dark knasis bizman hazeh, need a bezden shel musmachim, we'll have a smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have, and therefore we're not down dine knasis. So Popule Charifta is mitzadeh that maybe, if you pass them like the Rashba, that the reason of knas is the maskana, kavri surah kansur rabbanon, that maybe there'll be a big nafkamina bizman hazeh. If you stole, someone stole from Echa Mechamisha B'nai Adam, if you have to pay, all five, it's a Knas. Tfisa would help. If someone's typhus by Knas, it helps even Bizman Hazeh. But he's not being down on Tfisa, he's being down on the Bezin to be Mechayivim. Would Bezin be Mechayivim this, if you hold it, the Teretz of Kansur Rabbanan, because of Yisura, would it apply Bizman Hazeh? That's his. The Popule Charifta is Ha'ara on this reason. Of course, it would be enough Gemina. If you hold Havalei Lameidik, it's a different story. Then it's a Shia. But if you hold that it's Askatsur Rabbanon, the emes is that all the place can bring this to Rabbi Akiva. Like we have on the board, all the cases. Clearly, we've done this Bizman Hazeh as well. And the reason why it's taka wrong with this taina that it's a knas, the hesber is that this is not a typical knas. What's the difference between this knas and a typical knas? What defines something as a knas in that moment? What? Knas, if there was an isser. Okay, here he stole from one of five people and did an isser. Right. But a typical every knas is really involves an issa. Kefil involves an issa. That way it's similar. But a maidim knas is pata. Maybe here should be pata. But that's not from who. Means maidim from one of five. It's certainly no maidim knas. This is not really a typical knas. Maidim knas. Hashdus is part of the Dinah Shemayim, yeah. Knas never stopped. A typical Knas is his chayvus that makes no sense, technically. There's no reason to pay kefir. There's no reason to pay dalav v'hei. There's no reason to pay mei of a maitzi shemra, or the chamishim of a anisim afata, or the shloshim of an eved. There's no logical reason to do it. Knas is always something that's above or outside of whatever is a logical tashlum. The Torah was guys, a certain tashlum we call a knas. What? It's a punishment. It's a fine. Well, it's logical to punish people, but it's not logical to pay double. So the Torah said, so we do it. So the Torah, in setting up knasos, said it's logical that one you schlep more than the other. I mean, the truth is not logical. If a guy's a ganav, if he wants to schlep a big animal, it's up to him. He wants to schlep a little animal, it's up to him. It's, you know, the guy steals a car, so you should have to pay six times because it's enjoyable. You know, there's no. This knas is a knas where Chazal and Mechayim in Lotzeis Midei Sveikai. Chazal said, you're not sure which one you stole from. B'yotzi Yedei Sofik, pay all of them. It's more logical than a typical knas. It's not your normal knas. Even though the Pasuk uses, the Gemara uses the word Konsul Rabbanon. But it's not Yen a knas, that might have been knas Potter, or the Leidon Dina Knasus Vizman Azeh. It's a different gedder, a different way of a knas. It's not the same knas as the Torah's knasses, which are purely penalties. Here it's a svara, lotzei sidei safik. Therefore, the populei chariftis ha'ara is not a, call it a knas, it's not really the knas of our sugya. And I think the Berachos Avraham brings this chilek, and it's a very mistavadik chilek, and the impact of the word knas doesn't fit so well. My assumption is that Pupulei Charif is saying that if the Rabbanan, if this takana is ke'en the Daraisa of Dine Knossos, so you have the same rules. That's what he's assuming. The comeback on that is that it's not just because the Gemara used the word consume. It doesn't mean Yana Knas. It doesn't mean Yana Rosa Knas. That seems to be chilling. Now, Akoponim, this is all Negeya to, again, the Ikenakud of the Gemara, the difference between Knossos and Time of Knas and Havalei Lamedic. Let's see the next few lines and get to the Rebbe Chanan. Omar Lei, Hasam Shema Veshema. By Nafal Abayis, it's a Shema V'Shema. No one has any clue. Gazal Miecha B'Chamisha Bari V'Shema. Rabbi Kiva was talking when the Teveh is a Bari and the Nitzvah is a Shema. So Taka Rabbi Kiva was talking that the Nidnavim are Bari. What about our Mishnah? HaMestisi D'Hach HaMu L'Shnei V'Zalti Lechem Mikem on a Shema V'Shema Hu. Rabbi Kiva of Tarfon argued by Bari V'Shema. But our Mishnah is Shema V'Shema. K'tani Nais L'Zeman L'Zeman. Amishna says he pay misveka mafkinam amayin even by shema v'shema, and are you going to say Amishna is that Rav Akiva? My domestic Rav Akiva he diktani Allah hadahi. This will learn my Rav Tarfon by mishnayim gazalti lechem mikem on beni adair is a mikem. Laman my Rav Akiva bar plukte. So we see Rav Tarfon Rav Akiva both my to the din of Amishna. Umamayd shema v'shema who, and how do I know Amishna shema v'shema? Chadul like tani taiva my say boy. So we already said in the Yom Aleph, the Mishnah is a case of Shema V'Shema. So why in the Mishnah do you pay both? Remember the Gemara, Kim no love above Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. The Mishnah is talking about Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. So going back to the Mishnah, there were two halves to the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah, God's Lechem Echamisha, is Lotzei Sidei Shemayim V'Shema V'Shema. Shtayim Shef Kidu, Zemana V'Zemasayim, is Bari, V'Shema. Like the Tevim are Bari, and it's talking Lotzei Sidei Adam. The two halves of the Mishnah was that again in different cases. This is the Ukimta of the Gemara. Okay, I'd like to discuss with you Rabbi Chanan, which Chanan Sechen Tzu Agamar, actually not Agamar, but the half of the Mishnah Mana Shlishi, and some of the Acharonim bring it here. They're sort of Berachos Avraham bring it, Sechen Tzu, and others. It's an interesting everything's interesting, but it's a klaliistic idea in Eilu Metzias. Eilu Metzias is a Bishmaka parakal in Be'in. I've never zeched to say Shir in Eilu Metzias Be'in yet, but it happens to be Aveda is like a Shavas Aveda is like, I don't know, it's to be a favorite sugya. And it's a Yeshua's Kasha, it's Negeah to the Inyan of Bari Veshema. And it's pretty much a famous Yeshua's Kasha, because there's a Reb Shimon on it, or a Reb Chaim on it. There's a lot of Torah on it. I'd like to talk about the Reb Chanan, the Negeah. So Yeshua is Ma'orer on the Dinim of Hashavas Aveda. That his horror is that if someone finds an Aveda, and someone else comes and says, I'm sure it's mine. And he says, give me a simon. He says, I don't know any simon. So every child that learns it knows you don't give it back. Without a simon, you don't give it back. The horror of the Pnei Yeshua is that L'chaira, every one of those cases is Bari V'Shema. The one who's claiming it says, I know that it's my Aveda. The one who found it is a Shema. He's not sure if it's the Aveda of the Aved. So, well, if you hold Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadiv, certainly. If you hold Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadiv, to be Maitzi, certainly it's Bari V'Shema. The Aved, the one who claims it is a Bari, the one who found it is a Shema, so he should have to give it back. Now, you might come and jump and say that he can't give it back. He can't give it back. He has a Chiyuv Hashava. He has to know he's giving it back to the right person. He has a Chiyuv Hashava. For 1 minute. It's like Rebbe Chanan, Rebbe Chanan adds that by Mana Shlishi, if one, what happened by Mana Shlishi? I got $300. I don't know if the $200 was his or the $200 was his. Each one claims it's his, I don't give back. What would be if one person says the $200 is mine? And the other person, let me buy these ladies, not to talk about it, the other person says, I don't know, maybe it is. What would be the din? Well, let's say one person says the $200 is mine, the other person died, his children are coming. So they have no clue. So what happens? So the Dava Pasha, that you give it to the Bari. That's a state in Havracha. If you have Mana Shlishi, and one person is a Bari, and the other person is a Shema, then you give it to the Bari. B'chayru hu adin by gozal mi'echa mechamisha b'nei adam. If one Nigzal says, I'm Bari, you stole it from me. And the other four Nigzalim say, we have no idea. You give it to the Bari. You see, this says such a clown that if you have one Bari and there's nobody connected him, that the Bari wins. Even if you go Bari Shema La Bari Adif. If the other people are not a Shema, they're less than a Shema. There's only a Bari, so the Bari should win. So we see by Mana Shlishi, if one person's a Bari and no one else is a Bari, we give it to him. Sabta Bachanan, we see from here that even where there's a Chiyuv Hashava, you're a Shever Pekad, you have to give it back. Even when there's a Chiyuv Hashava, if one person's a Bari and no one can get him, so you give it to the Bari. So by Hashava Safeida, let's do the same thing. If one person is a Bari, you don't like it. If one person's a Bari and there's only one Bari, let the Bari get it. Why don't you like it? You have to have what? It's the question is why? Why? Why isn't the Bari enough? I'm a Bari, I know it's mine. What? Well, by Mana Shlishi who says I'm not a liar. By Mana Shlishi who says I'm not a liar. What? I have 100, but the second 100. I'm fighting over the second 100. What?
By Pekadin there's a Chiyuv Shmira. It's true. By Pekadin there's a Chiyuv Shmira. But the Chesaron in giving it to someone is Chesaron a Chiyuv Shmira. If I give the third mana to one person, B'chor Chesaron a Chiyuv Shmira, even though you're right, the Chesaron holds no Chiyuv Hashava by Pekadin, a Chiyuv Shmira. But by giving it to the wrong person, I would be Pegeya and my Chiyuv Shmira. If the Halach is, I give it to the one and only Bari, so I always give it to the one and only Bari. So, you're right, the Kaz not a Kasha, but you have to express exactly what the problem is. What's the problem?
In all the cases you're bringing to Raya that you should give it, is always for the Bari should have a conflict with the Bari. Here there's no conflict. I found it.
It's better.
I'm not saying this is more.
It's the chesh you give it to the bari.
No, I'm not claiming it's mine. It's not that I'm a shemo and he's a bari. I'm not a shemo. I'm not involved.
So you're making the kasha stronger. You're making a much stronger kasha. Because now I don't even have a bari to shemo. All I have is a bari. There's no else involved.
In all the other cases,
why,
I know I owe it to these five, one of these five people. Amongst them, one guy proves to be superior. One second he's a bari, the other one is all shemo. So he wins. He's a proof against the other five. Here, I have a chiyuv to the owner. Just because some guy comes out of the woodwork and says he's the owner, it's not a right that he's the owner. If I would have a possibility.
And by mana shlishi, why if one person comes out of woodwork and says this is mana, I give it to him? One person comes out of the woodwork and I give it to him? Why? You're missing one nekuda. You're missing one nekuda. If there would only be two people in the whole world, and I find an aveda, let's say there was Adam and Cain and Hevel, and High Hevel found an aveda, and Cain said, "I'm a bari," so we give it to him.
Yeah,
the kuda is this. Rabbi Chanan says. Rabbi Chanan says that we only say bari v'shema bari yadif when all of the possible owners have an opportunity to be bari. When a shlishi, let me ask you, let's say I'm watching it for two people, and one person comes alone, the other person's on vacation, he's in Israel, and one person says, "I'm a bari, it's mine." I don't give it to him. I have to wait to give the other person a chance to speak up. The other person has to get an opportunity to speak up and say, "He's a shema." Okay, if you're a shema, I'll give it to the bari. But all of the possible owners have to have a chance to speak. By mana shlishi, the two people have to have a chance to speak. By Gazal, or Gadav, Echa Mechamishu, Videi Adam, all five have a chance. And when I find an Aveda, the only way I could give it back to a Bari, who lost the Aveda? Could be one of a million people. Right? New York has 6 million. Could have been one of 6 million people that lost the Aveda. One person's a Bari. Now, if the other 6 million are all Shemas, then you're right. I'll give it to him. Because everyone who might be an owner spoke up, I'll give it to him. But if the other person is not aware of what's going on, then his bari doesn't carry the day. If I stole from one of five people, and one's a bari and four shemas, I give it to the bari. But if one's a bari and I didn't contact the other four yet, I don't give it to a bari. The only time bari b'shema bari adif is where the bari has a advantage over the others that he's a bari and they're not a bari. But you have to know that they're not a bari. You have to find out that they're not a bari. It's not the bari by itself which carries the day. It's the fact that he's a bari and they're not a bari. That means I know it belongs to one of two people. One's a bari and one's not a bari. So then, you know, then I can time it. You know, if I have a class or bunk, and one kid did an avla. I don't know which one. Right? So in camp, you always try to figure out who's the gandit. So if one kid comes over and he says, "I didn't do it," doesn't mean anything. Now if one kid says he didn't do it, and the other 10 aren't willing to talk, so okay, so at least this one says he didn't do it, the other 10 not willing to say they didn't do it. If one makes a claim babari, he's stronger than the others, that's something. If he's not stronger than the others, self-garnished. By bari v'shema, bari adif is only where one's a bari and the other one is not a bari. The other one fails to be a bari. Then the bari wins. Asha'inke, where one is a bari and the others, I didn't contact them yet.
I can't give it to the body. I have to find out from the others what they're going to say. Since an Aveda could have been lost by any human being in the world, any Yid in the world, until I contact all the Yidden in the world and find out no one else is a Bari, I can't give it back to a Bari. The kayach of a Bari is that he's stronger than the Shem. We have to know he's stronger than the others. Then we give it to him. If not, no. This is Rabbi Chanan's Yisoid in Dine Bari B'Shema, which is a Chiddush, it's Mustaver, but it's still a Chiddush. If not for Rabbi Chanan, I could have said, no, a Bari itself wins. Rabbi Chanan said, no, a Bari only wins compared to the others, he has a better taina than the others. So Yeshua has the cash if the stum holds. A Bari wins on its own. Rabbi Chanan saying, no, a Bari only wins because compared to the Shema, the Bari is a stronger time. If you could be positive that all possible owners heard the hachraza, I agree with you. You never really can know. Right, so you're only mechuyev to do a certain geder of shmirah. You're mechuyev to a certain amount. You're not mechuyev to do more. That's emes, but it, you still can't consider everybody else a shema because of that. You can't. The people, not everyone heard it. So I'm a chiyuv only this much. So this is Rabbi Chanan's way of answering the question, and it's a good teretz. I don't have any problems with it. I think it's of all the teretz in the most famous teretz. There's Reb Chaim that's quoted, it's not this Bishr Reb Chaim, but all of the Achrayim after Reb Chaim bring Bishmai that the Yeshua's Kasha doesn't start, because we learn Simonim out of a Pasig, Ad Deroish Achicha Isach. We learn out the Ad Deroish Achicha, that you have to be Deirish, that it's his. Simonim we learn out of a Pasig. So Reb Chaim says, there's a Chaz. Sometimes teretz is good if you hold someone on deraisa. It's a boy in the gemara in El Metzias. So it's sort of half a teretz, but like that, it's a good. What? I think it's suffix. The gemara is any boy someone deraisa lot deraisa, and so his teretz is good if you hold someone on deraisa. There's a second or third mahalach. So we have Rabbi Chanan's mahalach of answering it. We have the mahalach of Rav Chaim in answering it. There's a third mahalach that they say in the yeshivas. I don't know who it's gebayt from, but there is a third mahalach in answering, which also calls up a yisaidus dika chakira in Perek El Metzias. This is a chakiras haketzais, and using the haketzais chakira, you can have a third mahalach to answer the Peshua's kash. The Ketzais declares, what we're chayshish for when we demand a simon? Or if you hold simonim lav dairaisa, that you can't rely on simonim in atayra, what are we chayshish for? What are we afraid of? I found an aveda. What am I afraid of when someone claims it's his? Now, Gemara has a tzad, simonim lav dai. Simonim lav dai raisa means, in that Torah you can't rely on simon. It's a takana derabanan to rely on simon. My nafkamina, so the Gemara says nafkamina is to give back a get. You have a get isha, which wasn't given to the woman yet. A man says it's mine, he gives a simon. Can you not give it to him and he'll be Megarish's wife? If you hold, you can't rely on simonim in that Torah. So how do you know it's his get? You can't let him use it as a gerish. So that's the sugya. Simonim is deraisa, not deraisa. So he says, what are we afraid of? What are we afraid of? A man comes and he says, this is my aveda. And let's say he gives a simon, it's yod simonim lav deraisa. What am I afraid of? What are the two possibilities? Anybody? What? It's either his or it's not his. If it's his, we should give it to him. If it's not his, we don't give it to him. He says it's his. What's the tzad that it's not his when he says it's his? Because he may be lying. That's one way to learn. Maybe he's a liar. He's claiming it's his. A lot of people want things. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is that there's something else with the same simin that was lost, and he's making a mistake. He's confusing it with the real thing. He's honest. You know, Chayshin from the Yid, but that's because Kashrus is honest. But maybe he's making a mistake. So the Ksoif clears this shayla. What is the sugya of Perek Eilu Metzius? The Chshoshes on a man who claims it's his. Are the Chshoshes that he's lying? Or are the Chshoshes that he's making a mistake? L'may nafkamina. So the Ksoif brings a couple of interesting nafkaminas. One nafkamina, he says, if you hold Simonim Lav Dereisim, and two witnesses come, and they say he lost the chayfitz with these simanim. Two witnesses say, Edus, he lost the chayfitz with this simanim. Do we return it? If you hold the chash is a sheker, that he's a liar, well, if you have two witnesses saying he lost it, so in our chash is two witnesses that they're liars. You give it back. If you hold, the expression is Dilma is Ramuya is Rami, means it happens to be that there's another chayfitz with the same simon. So even if two witnesses come, you don't give it back. We're not Torah. Someone allowed their eyes, you don't give it back because Dilma is Ramuya is Rami. Maybe it happened. A second nafkamina of the Ktzai says, what about a simon muvik? There's some simonim that it can't be, it just can't be that two people lost the same object with the same simon. Certain simon, if he has a simon that it's, it might be a good simon up he did. Right? The Mandiyama Mokim is a good simon, or Minyan is a good simon, but you know, these simonim could happen, it could be someone else has the same simon. But it's a good enough simon. Well, simon muvik is a simon that you know for sure. Nobody else has this simon. You know, it can't be Yisra Muya Yisra Me. It just can't be. He's describing what?
Initials
could happen though. Initials, you take calculus, you figure out what the odds are that someone else has the same initials. Could be. And I go, I'm named after a grandfather, so I have a bunch of cousins named after them. Every family has the same initials. We go to a simcha, the initials don't mean anything in the hat. You know, we always have three or four hats with the same initials. So initials maybe not, but there are certain simonim that avade dik is simonim, there's no question. If someone finds a cell phone, someone tells them all the number 1 through 20, you know, what the preset dialing numbers are. If he's lying, it could be he's lying. It could be he knows somebody else's. But that's a simon muvik. No two people have the same 1 through 20s, have exactly the same. No, that'd be a simon muvik. If you chayshish dilma mishaker, shaker, it could be he's a liar. But if you chayshish dilma isramuye israme, just happens to be that he has the same simon, it's like the concise, a simon muvik would be there. This is the clair of the Tzais, which at first has very few nafkamins, because we paskin that simonim, if it's not their right, it's the rabbanim. But we paskin that simon is good, even a normal simon. It's only a nafkamina if you find a get. However, in lomdis, it's a big nafkamina. What are we afraid of when someone says that this is my aveda? Do we say people have a cheskes sherim? They're not lying. Or do we say dilma mishak? The Stipler brings an interesting raya that we're really not talking about chashash mishaker. We're talking about chashash dilma isramuye israme. His raya is because the Gemara says in the second parak that a Talmud Chacham is neman of betzias ayin. A Talmud Chacham is neman to say he recognizes the Aveda. Who's a Talmud Chacham is a separate argument. but Tzurbim Rabbanon doesn't say it has to be a Bagel Adar. But Tzurbim Rabbanon is never to say, I recognize that it's mine. Nevertheless, if he comes not with Tvias Ayin, he comes with a Siman, it's totally in the Machlokes Siman and Derais of Adairais. If he's saying that it's mine because it has this and this Siman on it, then, and he himself is checking for the Siman, he doesn't know if it's his or not, he's looking if it has the Siman, then we don't get then Siman, it goes back to the rule of Siman and Lata Raisa, that the Siman is not an Emanus Manatar. So Dr. Stipler, but Tzurbim Rabbanon has full Nemanis, because we will believe him with Tvias Ayin. Can't prove Tvias Ayin. Tvias Ayin, you're saying, I recognize this is my wife's chalas, or this is my jacket, it's a Tvias Ayin. So Tvias Ayin, he's Nema. And Simanim, still, we wouldn't give it, we would say Simanim Lab Deraisa by him. So if the Stipler, it's a Raya, that's not out Shashma Shaker. It's out Dilmeser Moyes Ramet. That the reason that we're choshed people by Avedis is because maybe a different Aveda came along with the same exact thing, and that you have to be choshed for. Why do you have to be choshed for? Claire, maybe Taka Kosar Reb Chaim's reason if there's a cost of, maybe not. Whatever the reason is, Lamaisa, the Stipler says, the fact is that the chshad, it's one night that chshash is Dilmeser Moyes Yisrael. This is the Stipler's Raya. He has more on this, but that's his Raya, which is done. If we learn Elam Atzius, we'll find Raya's Lakana Lakana. However, if we're Makabal, this side of the Ktsais, the Ktsais is talking, be careful, in the case of Simon Alav Deraz. But the side of the Ktsais is that it's not just a Chashash of lying. When you learn Elam Atzius, typically you learn someone may be lying. The Ktsais is telling us Lav Davka. It could be, it has nothing to do with lying. It has to do with Yisrumu Yisrael. In Cain, going back to the Peshua's Kasha. Peshua's Kasha was, we have a rule of Bari Bishem of Bari Adif. So by Manash Lishi, if someone says, this is my 100, we give it to him. And by Gonam Me'echa Bechamisha B'nei Adam. If one person says it's my 100, the other four say, no, we give it to him. By Bazai, by Aveda, if someone says, I'm sure it's mine, we should give it to him. According to this side of the Ktsais, it's not Shrek. What does Bari mean? Bari means I'm positive. By Manash Lishi, it could be absolutely positive. I gave you the 300. You know, you gave it to him. You stole from me. I know you stole from me. By Aveda, what does Bari mean? Bari means that I'm sure I lost it in this place, in this time, and that's it. That Bari, if you can't prove it, we should still be Chayshish, Dilmis, or Muye Yisrameh. In the case of Aveda, there are more Chayshashis than Dilma Meshaker. By Manash Lishi, there's only Dilma Meshaker. What else is there? What is he afraid of? There's no Yisramuye Yisrameh. Reuven and Shimon came in and gave him a thing to watch. Reuven says, I'm sure it's mine. There's no other chash, this may be a lie. By God of Me'echa Mechamishu B'nei Adam, there's no other chash, this may be a lie. By Aveda, there's a new chash. There's a chash of, Dilma Yisramuye Yisrameh, that maybe he's telling the truth, but it's a fake. That chashash, that maybe he's telling the truth and it's a fake. That a Bari doesn't help me for. I believe you. You lost this type of item at this place at this time, but maybe someone else also. Maybe someone else did. In Cain, what? So it would be a nafkamina, this teretz, if he says, I know I dropped it, and I was coming back to get it, and I saw it all along, and I never stopped looking at it, and I saw you pick it up. According to this, the Bari would taka work. The Bari taka would work. Now, the Sivis says, in a case when you saw it, before he picks it up, and you tell him, I'm a Bari, that you taka get it. L'chayr, in this case, it should come out even if he picked it up already, which may not be true, la'al also, which means the taka has come on to the other turrets. But I'll upon him in the typical case of Bari B'Shemah, the kasha would fall away because of this taka. that they'll miss Rumei Yisrami. The kasha doesn't begin. Okay, if you would have a chetimtza, but it's not chash, they'll miss Rumei Yisrami, like a simon movik. So then you would have to come on to one of the other terutzim that we mentioned. I don't mean the other terutzim are wrong. All I mean to say is that you can't take Bari B'Shema from Manashlishi and Gecham again Mechamishim Ne'adam and just plug it in to that case. Well, Turban Rabbanon has Tia Sayyid. If he's not a Turban Rabbanon. If it's a case that you can't make a mistake in a chinami, is that true that you can't make a mistake? It's here, sorry. In the case of Tvi'as Ayin, you're saying that a person should be, anybody should be nemo with Tvi'as Ayin because of that. But Tzurman Rabbanon, is it borrowed that the Tzurman Rabbanon has a bigger nemonis or a bigger awareness? I think when we learned that, we'll see is that it's not so posh, Tzurman Rabbanon is only a nemonis. I think others were afraid, don't have the full awareness of recognition, of recognizing. See if it's true, that's what I remember from there. But Kaponim, these are the dikur is the Feshu's Kasha. In people learned the Almatzias. Feshu's Kasha is a staple with like the Yeshivish Fakira. The Stakas Kasha. But one of the Teretz is the famous Teretz. The truth is, I don't even remember the Feshu's Teretz. Feshu himself says the Teretz too, which I don't remember. I don't know which daf the Feshu was on. It's probably, I shouldn't say, I'm not sure where it is. Rav Chana brings it, and I can show you Rav Chana. But anyway, the Yeshua's Kasha is the famous Kasha, and Rav Chana's Teretz, of all the Teretzim, is the Teretz. But tomorrow we're going to finish up by Krach Echad and Shnei Krachim. I neglected on the Amid Aleph to talk about a Machlaikis Rishayna. I was so into all the halachis of the Amid Aleph. There is a Machlaikis, watch Taij, Krach Echad, Shnei Krachis. Go back to the Rishayim and the Paiskim on the Amid Aleph. We're going to discuss it here. The Gemara comes back to it. So we're going to discuss Kaich, simple Kaich of Krach Echad and Beis Krachis. That's in the agenda for tomorrow. Tuesday, Mitzvah Hashem, I hope to have a Suda's parade, but this man ends Thursday. And I'll still give a shir Wednesday, Thursday. I hope to give a shir in summer halachis, then again for the summer. But tomorrow, Tuesday, still shir on Hanafkid. But Tuesday there'll be a Suda's parade. That's Thursday the yeshiva has one. Wednesday a few people go to Rebelski Shir Wednesday afternoon. So we're on for Tuesday after Shir. You can tell the guys who sort of dropped out that they're welcome to join. They don't have to come to Shir Tuesday in order to eat. Now, every year the guys feel that in order to get there they have to show up. If they're not in the sugya, they should learn. Tell them they're 100% the Leif Shalom. They're welcome. And all right, tomorrow Mitzvah Hashem, the Krach Echad.